Chapter 8. A Request. The next day, I started to walk up the mountain. I walked for a long time, but didn't see anybody else. I stopped for a drink of water and continued walking for a while. I came to the village sooner than I'd expected. Some of the houses had boards over the windows, and it looked almost deserted. Finally, I saw a small house that seemed to be inhabited, and I knocked on the door. A tired-looking man opened it. "Are you the doctor from the valley?" he asked. "No," I replied. "I'm a stranger climbing in this area, and I need a bed for the night." His face fell. "Someone is very sick here," he said. "I don't know what to do. They said a doctor would come up from the valley. Did you see anyone?" "No, I didn't," I answered. "Who is sick? A child?" The man shook his head. "There aren't any children here," he answered simply. "I've got some aspirin in my bag," I said to the man. "You can have them if you want." "Please come in and give them to the sick man yourself," he requested. I didn't really want to go inside, but I didn't know what to do, so I followed him into the bedroom. On a bed in the corner lay a man with his eyes closed. He was unshaven and looked extremely ill. When I came closer, he opened his eyes, and for a moment we looked at one another. Then he put out his hand to me and smiled. It was Victor. I was too surprised to speak. "I'm glad you're here, William," he said weakly, taking my hand. "I haven't got much time left." Then he told me a little about himself. After the war, he'd left England and come to live in a small fishing village not far from the valley, and once a year he went up to Monte Verita, as he had promised Anna.
"Do you mean that she's still in that mysterious place?" I asked. "She's never left it?"
Victor nodded.
"Yes," he said simply.
"Have you ever seen her?" I asked.
"Never," he said. "But every year I write her a letter and leave it by the wall. The next day the letter is gone, and in its place I find a stone with a few words written on it. I've kept all the stones," he added.
His faith in her, his love and fidelity throughout the years, was heartbreaking.
"Something worries me," he said suddenly. "All the women and children have left the village and gone down to the valley. It happened a few days before I arrived. Now there's a lot of men coming and going at night. Do you know anything about it?"
I couldn't lie to my friend. "The owner of the tavern said there might be trouble," I told him. "There are rumors about a missing girl from the valley. I don't know if it's true."
"It's probably true," he answered. "Now I have got one request. Please climb up there tomorrow and warn Anna. Please do it for me."
I'd expected this request, and I nodded. I slept on the floor that night, next to Victor. He was restless and breathed with difficulty.